Trump issues fiery Truth Social post after judges block tariffs. Take saying the conservative legal advisors. By Paul Bois on May 30, 2025. President Trump railed against judges blocking his tariffs on Thursday while taking aim at advice he received on some of his legal picks. As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, an appeals court stayed the ruling of the U.S. Court of International Trade that blocked President Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs, meaning the tariffs are back in effect. The U.S. Court of International Trade issued an injunction on Wednesday night, ruling that President Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs are illegal, the article noted. The White House filed a motion to stay the ruling, and the tariffs were reinstated Thursday afternoon. In a lengthy post on Truth Social Thursday, the president expressed dismay that one of the judges who ruled on his invoking of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, to enact the tariffs was appointed by him. Trump took aim at the conservative legal group that advised him on the choice. His statement came following the ruling from the appeals court on Thursday to reinstate the tariffs until a later ruling. Where do these initial three judges come from? How is it possible for them to have potentially done such damage to the United States of America? He wrote. Is it purely a hatred of Trump? What other reason could it be? Trump emphasized he was disappointed in the bad advice he believes he had been given on numerous judicial nominations. This is something that cannot be forgotten, he said. With all of that being said, I am very proud of many of our picks, but very disappointed in others. They always must do what's right for the country. The president then called upon the Supreme Court to make a final and swift decision so that the tariffs can continue. The ruling by the U.S. Court of International Trade is so wrong, and so political, Trump said. Hopefully, the Supreme Court will reverse this horrible, country-threatening decision, quickly and decisively. The President of the United States must be allowed to protect America against those that are doing it economic and financial harm. Leonard Leo, a chairman on the Federalist Society's board of directors, expressed his gratitude to the president in a statement on Thursday. I'm very grateful for President Trump transforming the federal courts, and it was a privilege being involved. There's more work to be done, for sure, but the federal judiciary is better than it's ever been in modern history. And that will be President Trump's most important legacy, Leo said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.